Listen, I'm going to read these other couple of scriptures that I have, and we're going to go ahead and close. You have to jot them down. I won't give you time to look them up. 12:27, the slothful man, Proverbs, I apologize. The slothful man roasted not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of the diligent man is precious. Proverbs 13:4, the soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. And I mentioned that early, shall be fulfilled, shall have plenty. 21:5, Proverbs, the thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness, but everyone that is hasty only to want. And one scripture states that when you haste out and do something you don't pray about, you don't get to see, you will come up with the wrong answer every time. All right, let's review right quickly. I'll stop right there. I had a couple more scriptures, but we're talking about being diligent concerning the things of God. We're talking about being diligent concerning the Word of God. We're talking about being diligent in seeking God and knowing Him and knowing His Word and His will and His purpose for, say, my life. Say, His purpose for my life. Say, knowing His purpose, His will, His plan for my life. Say it again, for my life. And then seeking God and getting into that and not just living and breathing and living and breathing and living and breathing, but having God's purpose and plan and will and desire. To be diligent means to be constant in effort and persistent in doing anything. It means to be attentive and persistent in doing whatever it is you're doing. It means to be done with persevering attention, pain-taking attention. And you can be a diligent person who studies the Word of God. You can be diligent at whatever it is that you do. Amen? A person who is diligent is active, assiduous. That's the word I skipped before. I wouldn't have you try to say that. Attentive, busy, careful, constant, sedulous, steadfast, unrelenting, and untiring. A person who is not diligent is inactive, indifferent, lazy, negligent, lethargic. So you want to take that word that describes you, and you want to make up your mind. You know, there are areas all of us need to work on more than others. So you might want to pick one or two and just get those out of the way. Amen? It's like if you get ready to clean up or whatever. I got so much wood in my house. And I'm saying, where did I start dusting? If I get this door frame, I'm running into another door frame. Depending on where, I'm running to another door frame. But I got to start somewhere. I remember when we moved up on Highway 32 back in the day, and they put everything in the living room, in a room, because we had to designate rooms later on. And so we lived there half a week. I didn't move a thing. But that Saturday, I knew I had to put stuff away. I said, Lord, where do I start? Because when my husband gets ready to move anything, he just does it. And I'm wanting to sort out things and get stuff. No, he loaded everything on the truck and unloaded it in the house. But I started over in a corner. And by the end of the day, I had everything put away. I'm saying you're going to have things in your life, and you may have 50 things that come up. But find you one or two and start being diligent about those. Get those done. And you pick up some others as you're doing it. Amen? The Bible says, husbands, love your wife. Be diligent to love your wife. Wives, love your husband. Be diligent to love your husband. The Bible says, forgive. Be diligent. Find somebody. I hope you don't have anybody, but if you do, forgive. You can do that by faith. We do everything by faith. Walk in the Word. Keep reading the Word on it. Keep putting the Word in your heart. God is calling for His children to be diligent. And over in 2 Peter chapter 3, you can read it, but it talks about that Jesus is coming back. He says, since you know that, you be diligent to live a holy life so you will be without spot or blemish and unblameable when Jesus comes. Say this. I will live. Let's back up.
I will learn to live
by the word of God.
Such a life
that if Jesus returns any minute in my life,
I will be
without
spot
or blame
or any such thing.
Shout hallelujah.
Look at your neighbor and tell her,
I'm a diligent person
in the things of God.
Father, we thank you
that the word has gone
forth, and
the word is heard,
and we are willing to obey.
Satan, we
bind you,
every hindering force,
every
force of darkness
that would try to steal
this word
from any individual
who's here.
You're bound
up in the
name of Jesus,
and the word
has free course
to do what God
intended for it to do.
In Jesus'
name, amen.